I'm very pleased to introduce the man with by far the best chance to defeat the radical Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate this November.
At a rally at a fairground in Ohio in late April, former President Trump officially endorsed Senate candidate J.D. Vance. Vance is 37 years old. He's a political commentator and venture capitalist, and for a long time, he was best known for his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. It came out in 2016, and it was about his life growing up poor in Appalachia. Back in those days, J.D. Vance frequently denounced President Trump. But that all changed when he started running for Ohio's open Senate seat.
And you know what? You know what? He's a guy that said some bad shit about me. He did. But you know what? Every one of the others did also. In fact, if I went by that standard, I don't think I would have ever endorsed anybody in the country. You wanted to.
On Tuesday, Ohio voters will choose a Republican nominee to replace Rob Portman in the Senate. This was a big, messy, crowded primary, but two candidates seem to be frontrunners. One of them is a far-right candidate, former state treasurer Josh Mandel, and the other is J.D. Vance. With the Senate deadlocked 50-50, the outcome of the general election in Ohio in the fall could swing the balance of power. And ever since he won Trump's endorsement, Vance has suddenly started pulling ahead in some polls.
The president is right. I wasn't always nice, but the simple fact is he's the best president of my lifetime, and he revealed the corruption in this country like nobody else.
Today, J.D. Vance and what his 180 turnaround on Trump says about what it takes to win in the Republican Party right now.
The question that everybody has been asking about J.D. Vance has been, what happened?
Simon Van Zylenwood is a magazine writer, and he spent several weeks last fall following Vance on the campaign trail. So before Vance was this pro-Trump, America First Senate candidate, he was known on the left and the right as someone who could demystify Trump and explain how he suddenly went from being this fringe candidate to the president.